It was good to get it out of the system, and the scoring on the first shift, and I think it was 2-0 by the time I got my first shift, so that helps a little bit too.
You said it was a special scene, so how much fun was it to be a part of that?
It's incredible. This organization, this group of guys in here have been so great to me since I got here, and for me to lace them up in a playoff game, it's been a while for me, and it's a great feeling, and to beat my hometown team, I guess you would call it, out of Minnesota, it's even better.
What to make of that start, Matt, to 4 goals in 12 minutes like that? I mean, against a team that was fighting for its lives.
You got to credit the coaching staff and the leaders on this team. Ever since yesterday, these guys were rip-roaring, ready to go. They wanted to play the game. You know, we wanted to come out and kind of put these guys out of the playoff picture tonight. And we didn't want to go back to Minnesota and all those cliche things that you hear. But, you know, our guys were drivers right away from the first drop of the puck.
You said you didn't really know until today, I guess, that you were
getting
there.
There was no certainty. I found out later. Pretty late in the day yesterday that there was a possibility. I was told to prepare. And that was, the first we've really talked about me playing. So prepared last night, and then got this morning right before we stepped on the ice, it was concrete that I was going to be playing tonight.
When you go in for Nikolai Ehlers, basically you're the same player, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the high-end speed and, you know, a heck of a playmaker.
Did you get the sense that it was big for the city with the celebration that the fans are doing for the playoffs?
You know, these Canadian markets don't never cease to amaze me how outstanding they are come this time of year. And, you know, the Winnipeg Jets, we may play in a smaller arena than most, but let me tell you, it's one of the loudest I've ever been in. And, you know, it's really a lot of fun. You know, the energy levels are up. You can hardly hear yourself think out there.
This is a team, a city that, you know, in the 80s they had good teams, but the Oilers killed them. And then later on they came back and they ended up in the same division with the Blackhawks, and they were killing them. We're finally at a point here where the Jets are good, and these hockey fans have a real team that could do something here. Is it, you know, have they waited a long time for this, you think?
It's kind of a good feeling for this town right now. You know, you look at, in my opinion, we've got a darn good team. You know, we've got a lot of depth. We've got a lot of key players and key positions that have, you know, met expectations or exceeded expectations. We've got a good thing going here, and, you know, it's other than, I just don't want to talk, you know, put the carrot in front, or the horse in front of the carrot, or whatever they call it. But you just, it's a great feeling right now, and been a great atmosphere, and we just need to, you know, one step at a time, keep it going.
And you get that sense, yep, there'll be thanks, no man. Sense of letdown, like, okay, mission accomplished. This is just one small step on a bigger.
No, journey. I don't think so. You know, our coach has been there to that, you know, Stanley Cup Finals, and, you know, that's a feather in his cap, and he's been talking about it, you know, probably about three months into the season, that we have that type of team in here. And I think our leadership, our core guys, the way they show up and work every day, and the expectations that they put on themselves, it's just a trickle-down effect to the rest of the guys in this room.
Do you get a sense of the crowd that's outside when you guys are on the bench? I know you can't. Do you see that on the...
Well, you know, before I was playing, I lived pretty close here. So, you know, I got a kick out of opening my patio door when the weather was nice at about 3 o'clock and listening to them and FaceTiming my kids and showing them how cool it was, because, you know, that's not everywhere in this league, I'll tell you that.
When you're seeing